In the book of Proverbs, the last chapter, if you will, or the last proverb, some might call it, is Proverbs 31. It has a lot to say, and particularly picking up in verse 10. It starts talking about a virtuous woman, or a woman of noble character. And it has a great description of her. And as it talks about her and all her great qualities and attributes, I want to skip down to kind of almost the conclusion of it. When it talks about her being such a wonderful and marvelous lady, it says in verse 28, her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. Other translations say her children stand and call her blessed or blessed. We always kind of put it in two syllables. I don't know why, you know, in the church. That word obviously has a lot of ideas and concepts it can bring to our minds. The one that a lot of times theologians push is the idea of it means happy, or at least someone has a joyous life if they're blessed. How many of you know, however, that not everything in being a mother is happy? It's not all happy, is it? There can be some down days as well, some disappointing times. This particular mother, she's praised and called blessed because of her attributes. Again, as I said, she looks good and she cooks good. I'll encourage you to read that. That's my paraphrase, okay? But she does, and she cleans the house, and she sews. She makes garments for her children. She makes bedspreads for her bed. She is not only a homemaker, she is also a career woman, and she brings in some bacon, you know, as well as cooks it. And then that's a good thing. And she's just really a tremendous lady. Now, some women, when they read that and they read about her, they might think, you know what, I'll never measure up to that. I can't be like that. This is just Mrs. Perfect, you know, there's no way. But you know what? She was a wonderful woman, but I believe that mothers have many of those attributes, if not all of them. And children, may I say to you today, and husbands, make sure you tell her she looks good if you have the opportunity. Make sure you tell her that. You know, because in our eyes, moms, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. However, not every child always rises and says of their mom, you're blessed, or bless you. Matter of fact, in honor of Mother's Day, here's some perspective from second graders about their mothers. And they're really answering some questions that they were asked. First question they were asked is, why did God make mothers? And here's three answers that were given. One said, she's the only one who knows where the Scotch tape is. Another said, well, mostly to clean the house. And a third one was very well informed for their age. They said, to help us out of there when we were getting born. Another question they were asked was, how did God make mothers? Well, one said he used dirt just like the rest of us. One said magic plus superpowers and a lot of stirring. Another said, God made my mom just the same like he made me. He just used bigger parts. Here's one. What are mothers made of? Just two answers here. One said, God makes mothers out of clouds, angel hair, and everything nice in the world with one dab of mean. Another said, and this answer probably was at least fostered from Sunday school, because this child said he had to get his start from men's bones. And then he mostly used string, I think. What kind of little girl was your mom? Well, my mom has always been my mom and none of that other stuff. I'm sure some kids think that. Another child answered, I don't know because I wasn't there. But my guess would be that she was pretty bossy. What would you do to change your mom? Or what would you change about her? One child said, on the inside, she's already perfect. Aw. Outside, though, I think she could use some kind of plastic surgery. Children are so blessed, Mom. Right? Blessed, Mom. One said, diet. You know, her hair. I diet. Maybe blue. One child said, she has this weird thing about me keeping my room clean. I'd get rid of that. Perspectives about moms. For most of us, Mother's Day is a wonderful day. It's one of celebration and remembrances. The image of a mother fills our hearts with warm and fuzzy feelings. There may be some tears, but usually it's an outpouring of love or gratitude or perhaps longing if we're not with our moms or they've gone on before. For some, it can be hard to picture mom. Maybe even finding that things are really out of focus for them. Because they either didn't have a relationship with her, or because the one they had was anything but happy. They wished there had been something different, someone there who loved them, like they'd heard a mother should. They wish there was someone there now. Focusing on motherhood for them can be very difficult, and it may be hard too for those who have heavy hearts because they've not been able to bear children of their own. Or for those who have had children who are no longer in the picture. Death or desertion, disappointment can leave a hole in the heart, even on Mother's Day. And sometimes even especially on Mother's Day, that nothing can quite fill. In an open letter to pastors, a young woman named Amy wrote this. It's called The Wide Spectrum of Mothering. And I should tell you that this comes out of a heart of some pain from someone who has known joys of motherhood, but also some griefs too. And she says, to those who gave birth this year to their first child, we celebrate with you. To those who lost a child this year, we mourn with you. To those who are in the trenches with little ones every day and wear the badge of food stains, we appreciate you. To those who experience loss through miscarriage, failed adoptions, we mourn with you. To those who walk the hard path of an infertility fraught with pokes and prods and tears and disappointment, we walk with you. Forgive us when we say foolish things. We don't mean to make this harder than it is. To those who are foster moms, mentor moms, and spiritual moms, we need you. To those who have a warm and close relationship with your children, we celebrate with you. To those who have disappointment, heartache, and distance with your children, we sit with you. To those who lost their mothers this year, we grieve with you. To those who experienced abuse at the hands of your own mother, we acknowledge your experience. To those who live through driving tests, medical tests, and the overall testing of motherhood, we are better for having you in our midst. To those who have aborted children, we remember your children and you today and pray for you. to those who are single and long to be married and mothering your own children, we mourn that life has not turned out the way you longed for it to be. To those who step-parent, we walk with you on these complex paths. And to those who envision lavishing love on grandchildren, yet your dream is not to be, we grieve with you. To those who will have emptier nests in the upcoming year, we grieve and rejoice with you. To those who place children up for adoption, we commend you for your selflessness and remember how you hold that child in your heart. And to those who are pregnant with new life, both expected and surprising, we anticipate with you. This Mother's Day, we walk with you. Mothering is not for the faint of heart, and we have real warriors in our midst. We remember you. I think she said it well. God's word instructs we need to rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. And as happy as Mother's Day can be for many of us, it can be a very, very difficult day for others. So may I offer a meaningful little video entitled My Mom. Here we go.
Mommy's here. Oh, my sweet boy. Do you have any idea what time it is? Can you say mama? Mama? Mama.
Daddy.
Attaboy. Open big wide for mama. What a big boy you are. What a big boy you are.
Okay. Now we can't go to church with jelly all over our face, can we?
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord.
Hey, Mom. Mommy needs just a minute. Please.
Hey, Mom. I think you look pretty no matter what. Even when your hair looks really weird.
Oh, Mom.
Go straight there and come right back.
Hold here, honey.
Oh, Mama's here. It's okay. Oh, you're okay. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh.
Mom, wait. Stop it.
Mom, Dad, I asked Beth to marry me.
Well, what'd she say?
Welcome to the family.
Hey, Mom.
Where's that grandbaby?
I see you.
I see you.
Oh.
Yeah, nice to see you too.
Grandma?
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, it's okay.
You did great.
What's that?
The children. You did really great. I always knew you'd be a good dad. You did really, really great.
Hey, Mom, what are you doing? Of course you are.
Come sit with me.
You know, I was thinking just the other day about what a wonderful mom you are. I mean, God really blessed me with a great lady. You're my mom. You've always been there for me. Even when I didn't want you to be. And nobody ever believed in me like you do. Thank you. I love you, Mom.
And I love you, son.
I thank God today for mothers like that. And again, not that every day is easy for moms. Perhaps you could identify with the mother in the video. I was blessed to have one who resembled her in many ways. Yet I don't intend to focus today on my mom or on yours, or even to peer through the viewfinder at any other mother in particular. Instead, I want to invite you today to look at just a couple of snapshots of motherhood from a different perspective, looking through the perfect lens of God's Word. Now, I don't appreciate, I'll tell you up front, versions of the Bible that remove the masculine pronouns for God and change all the male references to God. Yet, we may not often think of it this way, but God is compared in scriptures to a mother. We have a mother like God in many respects. We often talk about wanting to have a mother like God. We don't think about we have a mother like God. He has many motherly attributes. Again, I didn't say he's a mother, but he's like one. There are more passages in Scripture than you may think about which compare God to a mother. In Hosea 13, verse 8, for instance, God compares himself to a mother bear. Now, that's not a sweet image, although that looks like a sweet picture perhaps to you. For what he specifically says is that he is like a bear deprived of her cubs. Now, in case you're not sure how to picture that mother, he's saying he gets very angry and defensive when anything or anyone tries to come between him and his children. He's very protective of their welfare. Then in Luke 13:34, and this is the counterpart to the passage in Matthew that Joel shared in the kids' minute, we find Jesus saying, "How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." Now, I think this text is particularly moving because of the image of this hen covering her chicks to protect them from the elements, whether cold or heat or rain, but also of shielding them from predators. Mother hens will also take an injured or sick chick under her wing to feed it and nurse it back to health. How many mothers here have ever been accused of being a mother bear or a mother hen? Just a few. I'm surprised. Those of you who raised your hand and admitted that. Did you think it was meant as a compliment? Or an insult? So often, you know, when mothers are called mother bear or mother hen, it's not complimentary. The words could even conjure up unpleasant images. I mean, who can bear a mother who is easily riled by those who upset her cubs? Well, who can? Have you ever tried to do something, maybe to correct a child that wasn't yours and their mother came to the defense? How many fathers have ever tried to correct a child that was yours and their mother came to the defense? Huh? Yeah. We like that image, but too often, you know, that idea of a mother bear or mothering hen. I mean, mothering, doesn't it sound a little bit like smothering? Confess now, how many of you ever felt like your mother was smothering you? Felt like she was cramping your creativity, stifling your style, limiting your freedom, controlling your choices? Okay, there's some kids, Ermin. You don't have to point. I know who your mom is. She's got her arm around you. I confess that there were times I thought my mother was doing that. I felt like she was doing that to me. But you know what? There were more times when a mothering hen was exactly what I needed and wanted. When I was frightened or cold or anxious or hurt, a mothering hen was welcomed. And when I was threatened, well, that image of the mother bear, that's pretty awesome, isn't it? To think again that I would have a mom who would lay down her life for me, that she would do anything to protect me, to keep me from things, even when, again, I did not want her to. Sometimes we as children, we want to experience some things. We want to do some things. We want to spread our wings. We want to do some things that take us out from underneath mother's wings. And sometimes, though we don't anticipate or expect the unpleasantness of what the result will be, we can find ourselves running back to those wings. Say, Mom, I'm sorry. I need you. I need you to help me. I need you to make me feel better. I need you to comfort me. And that's the idea in our text, is that God protects us like a mother bear. And He nurtures us and He comforts us like the mother hen. He takes care of His children. I thank God for godly mothers, and the more that I live, the more I understand that one of the reasons why I'm so thankful for godly mothers is because they remind me that I have a mother in God. He loves me like a mother does, unconditionally, without reservation, in spite of my failings. His love is without end. We sang earlier, His love endures forever. It does. We sang earlier about being in the shadow of His wings. And we can be. What could possibly be more tender than a mother's kiss? What could possibly be more reassuring than a mother's touch? Where could one ever find more security than a mother's arms? My first impulse is to say, there's nothing that compares to a mother's love. But God's word challenges that. In fact, in Isaiah 49:15, the Lord says, His devotion to his children is even greater than that of a mother nursing her child or the mother who carries a child in her womb. He says there that even though a mother might forget her child, he will never forget his. Perhaps you have trouble believing that today. Perhaps you wish you could. Listen to these words found in Zephaniah 3, verse 16 and 17. Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you. And then he says, he is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Picture that. Frame that passage and hang it on your heart. As a mother sings a lullaby over her restless children, as she sweetly whispers, "There, there, mommy's here," God is softly singing over his children today. Listen carefully. And know you're in the hands of one who is tender enough to soothe you and strong enough to save you. A nurturing, comforting, protecting God whose love endures forever.